and you'd be happy all the time. They didn't put you down there to be worried about something and all this and that. He fixed it where you'd be happy all the day. You're happy and everything. It's a different world. If you live in sin all your life, though, it ain't worth a dime. If you got $1 million, if you ain't living right, it ain't worth 2 cents.
So do you think things have changed for the better, or do you think in some ways times was better?
Well, that's what a fella asked me here the other day. He is a gas man. Well, I said, Lord George, here. You can go down, you go to the store and buy groceries and things, then you got some money left back in. You had to raise your stuff to eat. If you didn't, you'd starve. That's the difference in the time.
Yeah.
The people now, they raise them a garden and put the food in the freezer locker or can it. I like stuff canned, some freeze. But if you do that, take his money. You got to buy groceries down there high.
Yeah.
It takes all your salary. They live out of a paper sack from high. From day for week to week. Well, if they get out of a job now, a young person, it's getting to where you can't. His job might, they might lay him off. He has to go back to his mother and father. Because they'll have to keep him up, till they get on their feet. Old people's the only one that's got all the money. They got all the land and everything. Young people, you just starting out. It ain't like people's got all this stuff. They got a man now in Washington, he's worth, what, $200 billion, ain't it?
I don't know, my goodness.
Yeah, he's got that much money in. They're finding out about paying taxes and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they do with it.
He'll probably be on the
chain
gang next for not paying his taxes.
Well, God says they get you not doing, but they're slow about doing something when they go to do something. Mm-hmm. It's like Congress, them out there, they never, they ought to be where they find out like we live, they didn't find out something.
Learn something from the way things used to be, huh?
Oh, you be always. No, it's like a boss man. He ought to do some of the work so he know how a man has to do it himself.
When you were coming up, did you?
Becky's thinking she thinks I ought to be doing more of the work than I do that she has to do, aren't you?
When you were coming up, did you have a lot of chores that you had to do, you and your brothers and sisters?
We worked all the time. I plowed an old mule farming. There ain't nothing in farming though.
What'd y'all grow? Cotton, and did you grow anything besides
cotton? Cotton was 2 cents a pound. It takes 500 pound lead of cotton to make a 500 pound bale, and you got the difference in cotton is a long staple and a short staple.
What would you put your cotton in?
I get up a sundown to sundown, we'd pick a bale a day.
What would you put it in? Did you have a thing that you'd put it in once you picked it?
If I had a sack. And then I had a basket to put it in, had the scales right there to weigh it and everything. Take it to the gin, you might have to sit there. At Rawlsville, you may have to sit there all night. Get it ginned. That's the way it worked back then. But there ain't no gins down in Rawlsville, no cottonseed mills and nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't know where this would have down,
Did you know anybody that worked at the mill?
I did back then. But when I was baptized, I was baptized down there and blew the bridge at Rawl. I was the best I ever felt, but I could have hollered and shouted and done everything. That is the way it works.